Shannon Watts spreads misinformation on R-15s after Trump announces Syria policy. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 7, 2019. Moms Demand Action founder Shannon Watts responded to President Trump's Syria policy by claiming it is easier to purchase a semi-automatic rifle than it is to purchase Sudafed. Watts did not mention that the FDA allows Sudafed to be purchased at retail by simply showing one's driver's license. There is no waiting period or National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, check. However, a NICS check must be performed on each individual seeking to buy a semi-automatic rifle at retail and, in some states, that check must be preceded by securing a gun owner's license or a certificate of gun safety. Moreover, some states also have waiting periods in place for the purchase of firearms at retail and in some states, such as Washington, an enhanced background check for AR-15 purchases entails an extended waiting period. Yet Watts tweeted, "There is a constitutional right to keep and bear arms." Watts did not cite a constitutional right to keep and bear cold medicine. 5 days after the February 14, 2018, Parkland High School shooting, CBS News claimed it was easier to buy an assault rifle than anti-diarrhea medicine. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins, or on Instagram @r_hawkins. Reach him directly @rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.